the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our text is the reading from the prophet Isaiah just read, and especially the 10th and 11th verse. In the land of uprightness he deals perversely and does not see the majesty of the Lord. O Lord, thy hand is lifted up, but they see it not. Let them see thy zeal for thy people and be ashamed. The season of Advent allows us to prepare for Christmas very well. The series of readings, hymns, of liturgy indeed, sermons, give much food for thought about the significance of our Lord's coming to that manger in Bethlehem so long ago. That this event was one of the most significant occurrences in all human history, I think, is amply shown also by what it has become in modern culture. The true meaning of Advent and Christmas is lost yet to unbelievers, as our text would indicate. People tend to become excited, even high-strung and violent at Christmas time. It seems that those events most intimately associated with the salvific history, the events surrounding our Lord Jesus Christ, tend to provoke sometimes some of the crassest outbursts of human sin. The significance of Christ's advent to mankind stands in stark contrast against what mankind is, becomes, and does, particularly at this time of year. I remember an article which was published in the Wall Street Journal some years ago entitled, "Merry Christmas." It seems that at the close of Advent, and the writer did mention the liturgical season, at the close of Advent, the incidence of broken jaws in the United States is wildly high. Hospitals all over the country report them, from people belting other people in the mouth. People raise hands and fists against one another all too quickly at this time of year. Now, no one checked to see if there was a similar occurrence of a particular kind of injury, say, around New Year. That writer suggested that perhaps we should look for broken hands and fingers, for people getting their hands stepped on as they crawled home. Yes, the sin which afflicts and infects us is all too plain at Christmas time, and that's to say nothing about the greed and covetousness, which I'd say reaches its peak at 7:30 on December 24th at any Kmart in the country. Many people get depressed at this time of year, too, and I think we all know about that. The holidays remind us of people that are not with us. Loved ones far away, loved ones departed. Husbands, children, friends, parents often think of those whom they miss. The babe of the manger reminds many a parent of a beloved child who died untimely. As our hymn had it in the fifth stanza, sin's dreadful doom upon us lies, grim death fierce looms before our eyes. Now, most, if not all of us, can think of a time when that horror of death struck very close. All seems to be going smoothly, and yet in an instant one's entire life can be transformed by that, changed. Suddenly the hands that tended us, that took care of us, that held ours, the hands that perhaps were raised in anger against us or perhaps held softly onto a baby's rattled bottle, suddenly lie still and cold in the icy grasp of death itself. And suddenly we feel we're no longer on solid ground. Concrete becomes like jello. A deja vu strikes. Time seems to do strange things when a second could take a week and a week can pass before we can even make it to coffee. And our whole being revolts at the idea of death. Shouts that something is not right, something is very, very terribly wrong, wrong with us, wrong with the world, and indeed that is so. The awful weight of sin and death rushes upon us, as it must surely have crushed upon those people whose hands reached for and grasped the forbidden tree. Yes, it is wrong, but as our text tells us, the hand of the Lord is lifted up. His zeal for his people is revealed in that manger. The Lord himself has come too, tented among his people in the child of the manger. The real significance of Advent is not seen in the preparation for the celebration, nor in the sociological event that Christmas has become, nor indeed in the liturgical event that Christmas has become. No, but it is seen in the hand of the Lord, lifted up. I'm sure that St. Mary, like so many mothers, must have marveled at the beauty of that child, the beauty and symmetry and perfection of for baby. One thing that many a parent has noted, one of the first things that many a parent has noted about his child is his hands and feet, the symmetry, the perfection that they represent. Any pianist would know that a human hand would have 26 bones, 18 odd tendons on the back of it, and the muscle all strung in perfect harmony. And yet, to remember the babe's hands, one must keep in mind also what Isaiah says in the 53rd chapter, that he was pierced for our transgressions, wounded for our iniquities. By his stripes, we are healed. Those hands came into the world for no other reason than to be pierced by the nail of a Roman soldier. Advent is the preparation for that. A mother was once teaching her little girl the Lord's Prayer. The child recited, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our Christmas." Once again, from the mouths of babes and sucklings, God has revealed profound theology. This is something that we might well all pray. Forgive us, Lord, when we let the physical and the material, the mundane, crowd out the true joy of Christmas and the true preparation of Advent. As our hands are busy with the preparation for Christmas, may he lead us more and more to see his zeal for his people. The babe of the manger is indeed the babe of the cross, whose hands are lifted up, not against, but for us. As our hymn said, "O come, lead us with mighty hand from this exile to our promised land." Amen.